8:41 on your morning team show. WSW, Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you. Yeah, Comedy Corner's coming up.
Would you say this is one of the more iconic TV theme songs of all time?
I'd have to say so.
Yeah.
Art Lewis, would you say that in your home studio this morning?
I would indeed.
Had Charlie play this because it was over the weekend on Saturday that marked the 50th anniversary of when MASH first aired on CBS television in 1972, September 17th, 1972, first episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
50 years.
Yeah, there was a lot of write-up on it. I was seeing over the weekend. It snuck up on me. I didn't even know it. And then I saw on Twitter that Alan Alda and Mike Farrell took a picture together with a glass of wine each, toasting the 50 years. And so one more time we get to see BJ and Hawkeye.
Unfortunately, I remember it vividly.
Well, speaking of that picture, since you mentioned it, Pat Johnston, yes. I did look it up.
Oh, did you find it?
Is this the one you're talking about?
That is it. Yes, that is it.
It is a great picture of it,
too. It is.
It
sure is.
It is.
Yeah. And we put it on our morning team show page.
Good likeness.
Yep. And I think they're in their mid-80s. And I think I looked up that... maybe the oldest right now of the surviving members might be Jamie Farr. I think he's about 88, 89 years old.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Is he really?
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah. He was one of the older ones. Yeah.
On that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's wow. Just, and you know what? Everybody, this is what many critics refer to this as one of the very first, what that would become known as a dramedy. Because it was funny, but yet at the same time, they would deal with a lot of serious subjects, of course.
Yeah, based on serious topics.
And, mm-hmm. and of course, while the setting was Korea, obviously we knew the underpinnings were Vietnam, what everything was being talked about there. So, just wanted to make note of that. And always one of my favorite shows. I always used to play on the old Sunday show. It would always close the show out playing a line from Dr. Sidney Freeman, who was the psychiatrist who would show up once in a while, and I'd play a line that he would give, one a very iconic line, where he says, tells everybody, please take my advice, pull down your pants, and slide on the ice.
I recall that.
Yes. I always loved that line. So, anyway, well, 50 years. I mean, that's...
Good memory. Glad you get that, especially since it happened over the weekend mm-hmm. and wouldn't want to get lost. One other thing on that, I did not realize this, because I was... After you mentioned it, I was looking at some of that. It says here that in that week of 1972, did you see this too? That making television debuts in one week on CBS, Maude, September 12th.
Wow.
The Waltons, September 14th.
Oh, man.
The Bob Newhart Show, September 16th, and then MASH on September 17th.
Not bad. Okay.
All in one week debuting.
That's
holy
not bad.
Cow.
Yeah. Those, yeah. Okay, I guess you could say a few of those shows lived on and on and on.
You think?
and let's not forget, going back to MASH, still holding the record as far as the most watched television show,
that's
as
right.
far as a single show of a series, a TV series, not like a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what...
The final episode.
There was a New York Times write-up. It said, still the most watched show that doesn't involve a football.
106 million.
Yeah. You'll never get that.
1983, never again.
Never will get that again. Nope.
Good memories.